Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Aleph of Masechet Shkalim. The topics we learn about include, the Gemara will discuss the concept of doing business with hektish funds. Is this allowed or is it not? The Gemara will also continue our discussion about Meiser, surplus amounts of hektish items, specifically about Meiser Peiris and Meiser Keteris, which is also the topic of discussion of the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and the subsequent Gemara on Amud Beis. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include, Sa'a revius, beirutzen. When the suppliers provided wine, oil, and flour to the Beis HaMikdash, there were set prices at the time of harvest. If the price went up, the Beis HaMikdash always got the upper hand, and suppliers could not raise the price. If terms were set at 4 sa'a for a seller, and now they sell for 3 sa'a for a seller, the Beis HaMikdash still received 4 sa'a for a seller. Beirutzen is a heaping measurement, which was how supplies were provided to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gizbarim sold level measurements to the Tzibur. Both of these are called Meis Nesachim, according to two Tanoim in our Gemara. Tanai Bezdin. This is an automatic stipulation made by Bezdin in various situations.